You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, this week, some research was commissioned by Auckland Airport, Wellington Airport, and Christchurch Airport, as well as Air New Zealand, which has found a model that they believe would allow for more people to go both ways through the New Zealand border. This model involved ranking countries based on the risk they pose at low risk, medium risk, and high risk. To understand this model, I talked to David Welch, a senior lecturer at the Centre for Communal Evolution and School of Computer Science at the University of Auckland. But before we get into the interview, I just wanted to read out the statement that he put out in regard to the research released. Now, it's also said that he has no conflict of interest when it comes to this research. So many individuals and organisations have called for the number of travellers entering New Zealand from different countries to be based on the COVID risk in these countries. These calls come from those advocating for greater freedom to travel here, from low-risk countries, as well as from advocates for increased restrictions for travellers from high-risk countries. At its core, this paper creates a model to categorise countries by level of risk and quantify the risk causing a community outbreak in New Zealand that is posed by a traveller from a given country. The calculation is fairly straightforward and is based on reported COVID-19 prevalence in countries, which is then inflated if mortality figures suggest numbers are underreported. There are a number of assumptions that need to be made, e.g. how likely are travellers to be infected in transit or in MIQ, and these are inherently hard to check, so a range of plausible values are considered. Given the huge disparities in countries' prevalence, even very conservative assumptions mean that assessed risk of travellers from different countries will differ greatly. So without having seen the details that appear in the appendices, it is a reasonable model. The difficult question is what to do with such a model. The authors advocate that policy you would expect given their funders, airports and Air New Zealand, that travel should be opened up to more low-risk travellers. But they estimate based on August 2020 figures, which have dramatically changed, that this would result in roughly 25% more cases in the community than we so far had. This model could equally be used to argue that the number from high-risk countries should be reduced to lower overall risk. Finally, the model does not include vaccinations, which will become an increasingly important part of how and to whom the border is opened up. So just to learn more about this model, I talked to Dr. Welch.
So really, the heart of the research is really trying to quantify this idea of risk of COVID from different countries. So a lot of people have been saying that we should have a risk-based system for where we allow travellers into New Zealand from. Some people are saying that because they want to open the borders up more. Some people are saying that because, you know, they want to have fewer infected people come into New Zealand. And so this paper is about a model of risk which tries to basically classify countries into different risk groups from low, medium, high.
And do you think this could realistically be in New Zealand's future?
I think there's a lot of sort of logistics around this sort of thing. I mean, the model they have seems sensible, and you know, it's an obvious sort of thing to do. It needs to be checked against data that we have about travellers who have arrived in New Zealand, and just make sure it works. You know, it makes the sort of correct predictions about, you know, how likely someone is to arrive in New Zealand with COVID. But we also need to check whether it can respond fast enough. We've seen some countries go from quite low number of cases to a high number of cases very quickly. So, you know, if it can do all those things, it could be implemented. But really, that's a question for the policy people.
Okay, and so this paper is based on data from last year, so with more knowledge having been gained since then, as well as the vaccines now available, how would this impact the approach that could be taken using this research?
Right, so although the model is tested on data from, I think it's August 2020, The model they set up can have, you know, up-to-date data put in and will produce new results. So that's sort of addressed. But the issue of vaccination is not treated within the model, and it's and obviously whether people are vaccinated or not, whether vaccines prevent transmission sufficiently, which is not completely clear at this point. They're going to be big factors in whether we want to allow travellers into the country. I think, you know, things are evolving pretty rapidly, so it's quite possible that, you know, rather than implementing a model like this, we'll see some, you know, some, what am I trying to say? We'll see some work around allowing possibly vaccinated people into the country or something like that first.
Okay, and because I was going to say with this whole situation where countries are ranked high, medium, low, what would be stopping someone from, say, travelling from a high-level country to a low-level country and then going from there to New Zealand?
Yeah, right. I mean, that's an obvious issue, and if people are, trying to game the system, I'd sort of put that in the class of, you know, logistical issues. Can we prevent that happening, or can we see, you know, if someone has made a movement like that? And if we couldn't, then it would really be a weakness in the model.
Okay, is this model at all being taken to the government to be put under consideration as something that they could implement?
Not as far as I know. I'm sure the government will be, will be aware of it. Now it's been made public. And like I say, it's the sort of thing that a lot of people have been calling for a long time. So, and it's not a particularly difficult sort of calculation or anything to do. It's good that, Air New Zealand has, made an effort and gone ahead and done the work. I think the results are fairly straightforward, right? It makes sense that it's a lot easier to bring in someone from Australia that they present a much, much lower risk than bringing someone in from the UK at the moment. And you didn't really need a fancy model to tell you that.
Okay, and so some experts are saying that we should completely open up the borders to everyone and just learn to live with COVID. Would this be a wise idea at all?
I don't believe it would, and I think, that was an argument that happened, near the start of last year, near the start of the pandemic. I think, the data is in on that one now. It's not a matter of learning to live with COVID if it's going through the country. It's more a matter of, learning to die with COVID. Eventually, as we understand this virus better, as vaccines start rolling out, we will have to learn to live with it somehow. It's likely it will become an endemic virus which stays with us for the indefinite future. We at the moment, I think we're making the sensible decision, and that's reflected in both the health statistics from New Zealand and economic statistics at the moment, which are all looking, a lot better than countries which have taken a less stringent approach than us.
Okay, and finally, with this model, what conversations would need to be had with other countries when it comes to deciding where they would sit on the risk factor?
So this model really relies on the international reporting of cases and so on that is done. And basically, if the case numbers that are being reported by a country to the WHO look reliable, and you can check reliability of case numbers based on the mortality figures, then we can pretty much take those at face value or slightly inflate them just to be on the safe side. And so it's not really an issue about other countries working in with us on this. It's more about us making that decision for ourselves.
Okay, now are there any other comments you'd like to make?
Not really. I think that pretty much covers it. Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty straightforward paper and model, and it's good to make a solid attempt to quantify some of these risks.
That was Dr. David Welch talking to me about a new COVID-19 model.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.